Otis.
There's a guy actually tried to pull off The Bachelor, I feel like, in real life.
Okay.
He got called out on TikTok. He was dating 60 women at the same time.
60 women?
60. Just like The Bachelor. But guess what, ladies that love The Bachelor? It's not good in real life.
Bernie.
60 divided by 7 is 8.5.
Meaning, you doing the math on it?
I'm doing the math. No, I'm doing the math on if you're dating 60 women at a time, if you deal with each woman once a week, you're dealing with 8.5 things.
You're going way in on the math.
No, I'm curious. How many phone calls are you getting a day?
Well,
why do you text me back? I don't know, because you're number 46. I was busy, and I was at the park with 32. Sit down.
This is Weird with Otis and Bernie.
Bop, bop, bop. Such a weird life we all live.
Bop, bop, bop,
weird
bop,
things happening in the world every single day. This is just this is what this podcast is about. I'm Otis. Bernie's on the other side, and
hey.
We appreciate you. This is episode 15 going on right now. And, you know, earlier, you may have, in an earlier podcast, you may have caught where we had some older, elderly women giving sex advice to people that we found that was quite amusing.
It was very funny.
Yeah, Bernie, you threw out the idea that maybe you get your wife's mom on here and we ask her some sexual type questions.
I mean, I think the idea is funny. Here's what happens. I think the idea is funny, and then it requires me to follow through. And then I'm like, oh, man, now I have to put everybody in an awkward situation. I run from this. And
We were just talking about it before we started the podcast. And Bernie's like, now I feel weird about this. I don't know. Because just Bernie and sex is awkward anyway. Like,
there's no point in my life has sex ever been a smooth thing. It's never been a thing that I, you know, it's never gone well.
Well, here, relax. I'm going to let you ask any question you want to me and Brittany or even her mom. She's going to sit here on the podcast in just a little bit. We'll bring them both in and you ask anything you want. We've lined up shots where if we don't want to answer, we have to take some sort of disgusting shot. So we'll talk about that. We'll tell you all about it as we get there. But it's going to be interesting.
I'm nervous about it.
Normally
there's a video element to Otis and I can see each other. And today we can't because of technology is great. we can't see each other. So at least they can't see. At least I cannot
your
see
face
what's
turn
going
red?
On. Yeah. I feel like I have a command of it more. If you can just hear me, if I have an authoritative voice asking questions,
you'll never do it. I'm a pretty open book. Britt's a pretty open book. I don't know what your questions are, so I'm sure you'll trip us up and make us, awkward and weird when we get there. But I feel like if the tables were turned, which I know you'll never agree to, it would go real bad.
God, no. Well, there's nothing. Number one, there's nothing exciting to learn. Nobody wants to learn anything, but nobody wants to envision what sex with me is like.
What's your favorite position, Bernie? Missionary?
That's missionary.
Doggy?
Missionary. I don't do anything other than missionary.
Whatever takes the shortest amount of time.
Yeah, whatever gets me back to Hawaii 5-0.
All right, well, let's save this conversation.
whatever gets me downstairs to eat more cake.
So stick around because it's gonna get weird, real weird, and I don't know if my mother-in-law will speak to me after this podcast. She's never been on a podcast.
That's the dream, isn't it?
is that
the dream that you two just have such a toxic relationship over a dumb podcast that she went on? That's the dream.
We'll get to it again, but I started the relationship off on a shaky grounds when it comes to sex and her daughter as well. So we'll get to that.
I can't wait. Such a funny idea. It's too bad I'm the one that has to execute it.
I can't wait. Yeah, but you may have come across this story. A woman in New York City, she discovered this empty apartment, like pretty much a full-size apartment behind her mirror in her bathroom.
Yeah.
That sounds like a horror movie waiting to happen.
Well, new at 11 tonight, a hole in the wall behind a bathroom mirror led to a secret room. It's not just the plot of the 1992 film Candyman, but also part of a real-life mystery just solved by a New York renter.
Millions of people watched on TikTok as she made the unsettling discovery, and tonight she's walking Newsforce Checky Beckford through exactly what happened.
Why did we drop the name Candyman in the middle of that?
Because it sounds like a horror flick. Candyman's a great movie, and that's immediately what I think of.
It's not just the plot of Candyman from 1992. Like, that's a 30-year-old reference. Stop.
Found in my New York City bathroom.
Part mystery.
Look at it. They blow in.
Part comedy.
So I start searching. I start
Samantha Hartso's search for the source of cold air in her Roosevelt Island bathroom.
The air is coming from the mirror.
Captivating nearly 8 million viewers on TikTok. The moment of truth as she removes the vanity mirror.
There's a giant hole there right behind the mirror.
Right. Which her first thought is, well, I got to see what's behind the hole, right?
Show of hands, who trusts a hole in a bathroom?
Nope, putting the mirror right back.
Nope, putting it right back. Who trusts that? Oh, I like holes in bathrooms. I just stick things in them.
This can't go bad.
This can't go badly.
Discovery and what came next in four videos.
There's a room back there.
Cliffhangers punctuating her creepy find.
I have to go in.
I can't not know. I can't not know what's on the other side of my bathroom.
The videos recorded Wednesday.
You can. Actually, it's very easy. If you found that.
Spackle, a little bit of spackle, a little bit of
I can take care of that in an afternoon at Home Depot.
Right.
Hey, funny story.
Just ignore whatever.
Funny story. I found a hole in my bathroom, and then I patched that thing up and never looked at it again.
Yep. I stuck my hand in there just to see if there was any money, but after that, no, good. Just spackle, paint.
Say in Thursday, show her climbing through the narrow hole.
Oh, your hip's not going to make it.
Oh, womp, womp. She climbs in the hole and her hips are too big to get in there. That's an unintended consequence of the apartment you found in your bathroom.
Sorry, Samantha.
Sorry, Samantha.
So she spent the next 3 months trying to lose weight to get through the hole.
Yeah, right. That's her new TikTok video, is losing weight to get to the secret creepy apartment behind her apartment.
But she does, despite her roommate's concern. Armed with a hammer, she goes on an investigation.
We never saw Samantha again.
Yeah, right. That's how that ends.
and that's how she died. Back to you in the studio.
Her roommates uploaded the video. That's it.
It was a very Blair Witch ending to the entire thing.
I don't know what exactly. Maybe I don't know exactly what I would do, to be honest with you.
I think
I'd maybe do the same thing.
I'd go in. I'd figure it out.
Every corner, yeah. I would like walk normal and be like, just a check.
But she found the unfinished apartment on the other side of the hole, empty of people and spirits. Her search?
There was a homeless man jacking off.
It had to end like that, right?
It did. Yeah. Found a creepy apartment behind my apartment. Oh, there's a guy jerking off. What are you doing? What are you doing? Just going to town. Pissed off that you're in his creepy apartment.
Curiosity would definitely get the best of me on this.
Yeah,
I would be with Samantha.
Yeah.
Her search at an end.
My roommates definitely thought I was going to end up dead. Like when I came back, they were very excited.
Some of them were pretty mad I wasn't.
Damn it. She paid rent this month too. Now we got to live with her still. So what do? Do you drywall the whole thing and just not tell anybody?
I think we get an answer at the end. I want to get into what happens at this point. I think they answer that here in a second.
She's not sure why so many people were drawn to her videos, boredom maybe, and maybe a bit of wistful hope shared by all apartment dwellers.
I think everybody in New York has such small apartments that it's, you just never know what you're going to find, and everyone's hoping for more space.
Now, Hartso says she has contacted the building's maintenance department, and they're scheduled to take a look at the hole tomorrow.
Dumb. You don't tell anybody. It's New York. They're going to charge
you
more.
No, they're going to rent that shit out.
Exactly.
Congratulations. You now have roommates in your bathroom because you told maintenance. What the hell are you doing?
Tomorrow, though, she says she has not contacted the building's landlord. On Roosevelt Island, Checky Beckford, News 4, New York.
News 4, New York.
That was the longest news story ever.
That's 2 minutes.
Thanks, Becky. And I don't why was Becky cutting her off the whole time? The horrible news lady. But we'll get to that.
Well, they talked to maintenance, and then she has not told the landlord yet. Landlord's going to jack up the price on her. I think that's a definite.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to happen.
Dude, you find an extra closet in your apartment in New York, it doubles the size. Why are you saying anything to anybody? Put some drywall up. Call a contractor. You got an extra size apartment in there. You could have a whole other roommate. Yeah,
we're knocking a wall out.
Rent in half. God, what an idiot. And I'm honestly, you know, I hate to say this. I'm a little pissed that she came out alive and nothing happened.
I know. You at least want her to be maimed in some way. Is that wrong? Should you not want her to be maimed? You know what? We don't use the word maimed enough, by the way.
Right. Let's say you go to a horror flick that's done by, who's the weird creepy guy that did, I feel like this horror flick ends like the...
Tom Hanks?
What is his name? He did like the one where the they were in the woods and then nothing really happened.
Blair Witch?
Yeah, Blair Witch had like a good ending or like had suspense through the whole thing. But there's, God, I'm totally blanking.
Lance Armstrong?
Doesn't make sense now. But it was that weird horror flick where like nothing really happened. It was just some village.
Paranormal Activity?
No.
I'm going to keep guessing. This is what the podcast is this week. Just me guessing names.
I'm going to look it up.
Jennifer Lawrence?
The Village, I think, is what it was called.
Oh, it was an M. Night Shyamalan joint. So
M. Night Shyamalan. That's who I was trying to think of. Yeah.
There was just nothing.
You watch
there.
The whole thing and you're like, what? Nothing happened.
That's
what
the big M. Night. That's the big M. Night Shyamalan twist, by the way, is the movie's boring.
Yeah. Right now he's writing a script for this whole thing.
Oh, he is. Yeah.
Like, woman finds apartment behind her mirror. Yeah. Suspense, suspense, suspense. She climbs through the hole. Suspense, suspense. She comes back and pays her rent.
Goes to work the next day. The hole. Into the movie. Hole was looking back at the 1800s.
That's the title of it. The Hole. And nothing happens. Not a damn thing. You wasted 2 hours at the movie theater and $47. And this woman did nothing happened in the hole.
I spent 6 weeks losing weight so I could get through that hole. I'm keep out the quiet. Cost of this goddamn Peloton bike.
Put the roommate in there that you don't even like care about anymore. Like, yeah. Like, all right, Mandy, you're going in there. We'll cut the hole bigger, but you're living in there. We're tired of your shit.
Right.
You can have your own refrigerator in there too, because I'm tired of you eating all my stuff.
We're pretty sure Sabrina's wasted away to nothing. Anybody check on Sabrina?
This is a good problem to have in New York City. However, I don't think she handled it correctly. You don't tell maintenance.
You don't.
You enjoy the extra space.
I would have watched an extra season of Friends if this had been one of the plot lines. We haven't seen Chandler in a week.
I like how she's like, I don't know why it was so popular on TikTok. Here, let me tell you why. Because the dumbest shit on TikTok is the most popular.
Right. You could have found an extra hole in your apartment or done the floss dance and it would have gotten the same number of hits.
Hey, next week, find an extra hole in your body and I bet you that'll go viral too.
This is weird.
Well, you're going to find out real quick why we call this the This Is Weird podcast with this segment because we're going to bring in my mother-in-law. We've been talking about this for a while. Bernie came up with the idea when we had some elderly women giving sex advice on the podcast a few episodes back.
I came up with a funny that would be funny if we ask your mother-in-law questions about the two of you and sex. And then now I have to pay that. We have to pay that off.
I didn't realize how nervous I would be at this moment. I'm like, oh, I got this. No big deal. But she's sitting next to me and this could ruin our family. So,
oh, this is cheers, gonna be great. And I don't want to point out, I cannot see you and I'm thousands of miles away. So what happens is I'm going to come in. I'm going to ask questions, blow it up and then disconnect from the thing and go about my day. And I'm just going to leave you guys to clean up the rest of the mess. And then I'll talk to you next week. That's what we're going to do. That's how we'll do it. I'll talk to you next week from whatever shitty hotel you're staying in. Because you
often that's a good sign.
Dawn could tell you that it's gotten awkward before. This isn't the first time we've had to kind of reconcile because I had a morning show when me and Britt first started dating. This was kind of the moment on the radio, which every mother-in-law, I think, on the planet hopes to find out that her daughter is having sex with somebody on the radio.
Let alone the asshole from the radio show.
Yeah.
I mean, really, that would be really the worst. Think about the worst scenario to hear from that your kid's having sex with a guy from the radio.
Exactly. You do better than you that. You know, my daughter did the DJ.
So I'm doing the show, and obviously when you do a radio show, you bring your life into the show. Open your life up, yeah, to the people that are listening. And me and Brittany had first started dating, and we were about 3-4 months in, maybe. And yeah. And my co-host brings up the fact that she has been sleeping over at my place, and Dawn, my wife's mom, had called me at like, or called her at like 12:30 at night, right? We're both asleep. And so I'm talking about this on the radio, like I'm asleep, you know, she's laying next to me. It's awkward and weird. And then my co-host, Brittany Kaysen, says, "Oh, so she's a newly bed for you. So she's new to your bed."
Right. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, that went over well.
That's a great line.
Because I was at my parents' house. We were listening to the new morning show. And I just looked at my mom and I was like, "Well, they don't call him Osho for nothing."
Oh, and good Lord.
I don't believe that.
is but that true, Mom?
Here's whose fault is it really, though? Because she's like, "Mom, Dad, you should listen to my boyfriend on the radio." 7 a.m. in the morning, they're finding out information they didn't really want to know.
Oh, I get in my mind, everybody's gathered around the radio like it's 1935.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it was.
So how many weeks into the relationship was this happening? Or days?
Was it like, it was like 3 or 4 months, right, Dawn? Like, how were you feeling when you heard this? Like, you and Dan are listening to the radio and you're like, "Oh my God, why? Why is this happening?"
I was calling your station right away.
Did not get that phone call. My screener was good, apparently.
I was like, "Thank you for putting on blast that my daughter's sleeping in your bed."
So that's how that began.
So you two have been together for, and here's how this is going to work. I'm just going to ask questions, and you can decide to not answer any of the questions that I ask. That's fine. But if you refuse an answer, you have to take a shot.
Dawn prepared these shots. We don't really know what's in them. I think it was stuff around the house that we could find that was the most disgusting things we could find. What is it like, Dawn? Is it like Tabasco sauce?
It's everything you all don't like.
I think there's warm milk in there. There's, I think, moonshine?
Surprise. It's a surprise.
Okay. All right. Well, so we won't know what's in the shot because we've kind of blacked it out and covered it. Okay. So we're just going to have to, if we don't want to answer the question, we have to take the shot.
Okay. All right. So let's start
I've got
here.
I've got a puke cup for you there, babe, if you need it. That's right.
Great. I hope that's where the bit ends. If I had my ideal ending, somebody throwing up.
Okay. Here we go.
All right. So let's start here. That was 3 or 4 weeks, months into the relationship. Have you two ever had sex at her house?
Is that question for me?
No.
That question is for Brittany.
Do you know?
Mm-mm.
Is there a rule when you guys are staying with mother-in-law, with Dawn, that you two do not do anything?
Oh, no. For sure we do.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
God, okay.
Dawn, have you ever gotten wind of something like that?
Well, here's the more awkward part. It's the bedroom is the one she grew up in. It's her childhood.
Is it still decorated like that?
Yes, still
not.
Has Barbies and princesses. When we first started dating, it was still decorated like you were
pink,
17.
Yeah.
The pictures of LFO up on the wall.
Yeah, all the cheerleaders in high school posing together.
It was like that, yeah. Not anymore.
So yes, we have consummated that bed.
Okay.
But there's the new bed now.
Have you consummated on that one?
Yes.
Yes, of course. Okay. Dawn, have you ever gotten wind that the two of them are in the process of doing this?
Okay, I'm looking at both of them. Do you want to know for real?
Of course, yes. I want to know. Yes.
Unless you want to take a shot.
It would actually be the night that my...
Oh, she remembers? Youngest, like it.
My youngest daughter... it was the night my youngest daughter got married. Yeah.
Oh.
Totally we were drunk.
Okay. All right.
Well, sorry. I'm sorry.
I guess they thought they needed another honeymoon night or something. I don't know.
He just wow. went back and had drunk post-wedding sex.
Well, that's awkward. I did not weird. Did not know you'd ever heard it or were aware.
I'm sure you guys were super subtle, too, if everybody was drunk. It's not like a prom
I don't really
party.
Remember.
Jesus.
All right, so this is starting well.
Okay. This is going well. What else you got, Bird? Otis and Brittany, the weirdest place that you have had sex.
Ooh, are you taking a shot or are you going to tell her?
No, I'll tell her. Oh, right. Should I?
I don't know.
It's one of my mom's favorite places in the world. It may change it forever.
Jesus. Should we
Should we take a shot?
What do you think, Mom?
Should
I take a shot?
You'd probably take your headphones off is what you should probably do. I'm with saying it.
You were saying it?
Weirdest place we've done it.
Okay, I'm going to count to three, and you two are going to say it together. One, two, three.
The Grove Park Inn.
In the trees.
The trees?
Right by the... There's, how do you do there's that? Like a, well, it's kind of built in like a U-shape. And there's the spa behind a few trees, bushes there.
People talk to God or have a moment of peace. Or...
That feels weird.
That's weird. That's weird you brought that in the conversation.
Yeah, so your favorite place. Whenever you look out on that beautiful greenery.
That's it. It's a very calm and serene day, except for those two people porking.
The weird part is we didn't really know if anybody could see because there's windows on every side of the hotel.
This kind of relates to the other question I asked. Have you ever caught the two of them having sex, Dawn?
No.
She's walked in when I had no pants on, I think.
Well, that was written down on my piece of paper. Have you ever seen Otis without clothes?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes, you have.
How was that? Sort
Describe of. Your experience.
How was that for you?
Follow up.
It was a very short flash.
Wait, the time of you saying it, or what are you saying here?
I'll just leave it at that.
Oh my god. Well, that makes me look. It's not true. The timing. All right, I just wanted to clarify.
Brittany, you want to talk about losing your virginity in front of your mom? Would you like to tell the story?
Right. Nope. Get that
That's
shot
gonna be
ready.
A shot. All right. Okay.
Shots. Yeah, we will not.
I'm going to pick one. I'm going to pick one and you're just going to do it. Ready?
Okay.
You don't know what it is. Just take it. Go.
Don't shram it down my throat.
Why did you make that awkward? Even more? She's like, don't cram it down her throat.
Yeah, the shot is designed to make it less awkward. Take it. Take the shot. Take it all.
Like something chewy and a syrup.
Something chewy and syrup.
What was that?
It's one of those Mariana cherries that's got alcohol in it.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't that bad. That was a good one. All right. Okay. What you got next? All right. Did you want me to answer that question?
Sure. Yeah, go for it.
Mine is pretty cliche. It's like probably one of the most cliche ways ever. Prom senior year.
Did you also make a bet with your friends that was the night that was going to happen? It sounds like
a movie out just of the, like the movies.
Movie out of the
80s. Oh, my gosh.
One of us is going to lose our virginity tonight. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be so sweet. One of us is going to be able to touch boobies.
Right. Yeah.
Otis and Brittany, where was your first child consummated? Would you like to talk about that?
Are we going to take a shot? Or are we going to try?
I don't know. Do you know already, Mom?
We're pretty sure it's...
Well, it's actually kind of cool because... We lived in Charlotte at the time. I'll just go ahead and tell it.
Okay.
I mean, he's here now. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
We came to Atlanta for the Linkin Park show.
Oh, yeah. Because Linkin Park is real, like, lovey-dovey music.
There's nothing right there.
Yeah. We got super horny after Linkin Park show.
Was it the one where they talked about killing themselves?
Rest, wow. Rest in peace, Chester Bennington.
Oh, my gosh.
It was in a hotel at in Atlanta after a Linkin Park show.
I feel like my mom is already in her feelings over here.
No.
Does this do anything for you?
Not a bit.
Ooh, I'm feeling something right now.
Oh, my God.
In the end, we got pregnant.
Sure, I can see where why this would do it for you.
The reason she may be a little
we don't need to go in
odd about this is that we weren't married at the time.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was thanks, Linkin Park.
I think Linkin Park
changed our lives forever.
That's it.
But any more questions? 7 years in, actually 10 years in, 3 kids later.
Yeah.
My final question is for Dawn. Dawn, do you have any advice, sex advice for your daughter for a long marriage?
Oh yes, I do.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's hear it.
Okay.
So my advice, I don't know if I've already given this to Brittany here or not, but you know, you go on a date, that's fine, but take a trip with your husband. And don't be his wife.
Oh,
on the
trip.
That's
good advice.
Be his girlfriend.
Oh, okay. She actually did tell me this when we went to Vegas.
This is all right. Let me just say, Dawn is the woman. I don't know if she even knows that I know this, but Dawn is the woman that anytime we're going to go on a trip, us two, she's like, Britt, did you go to the store?
She does.
And I'm not talking about Kroger. She's like, you get an outfit or two, or let me go with you. We'll pick something.
No, she doesn't say that. She just makes sure. She makes sure that my head's.
They've got some new toys there that you might want to look at.
No, she doesn't say that.
No toys. No.
What are you talking about?
No, I'm not saying that.
Oh, okay.
I keep my Zantac in this container and butt plugs in this one.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, wow. If you asked me anything about what I know about Dawn, I would take shots, so don't do it.
That's because you don't know anything.
Oh, I don't?
I'm not like Brittany. I'm not an open book. I'm opposite.
We might have accidentally seen what was in your suitcase one time, but that's all I'm going
to
say about
okay. that. Okay. All right. I need to know that story. I need to know that story.
I'm taking a shot. There's not going to be a story for that. I guess you're just
you
forcing me. Hold on,
that, not tell a story.
No, there's no story.
Oh.
I'm gonna take a shot.
Bernie flapping.
I got the warm milk. That was terrible.
Oh. Was it really that?
All right. Well, I think we've done enough.
No, my mom's been married for how long?
33
years.
Very happily, and they are. I strive to be them in this. How old?
Their total goals.
30 what years?
Oh, thank you. 33 years married.
33 years, and
that's great.
He'll still walk Thank by you. And smack her ass and that's, say sexy
well,
things in her
you gotta keep the romance alive. That's what I say.
Punchline challenge right ahead, and I think it's pretty fitting with what we just talked about. We're gonna discuss dinosaur buttholes.
Oh, so. Dinosaur buttholes coming up.
This is weird.
Well, now that I feel completely awkward around my mother-in-law.
Yeah. I think that went well.
I think dinosaur buttholes is the next transition in this podcast. I mean, I don't think there's anything more natural at this point.
I love this story. The headline from livescience.com, first preserved dinosaur butthole is perfect and unique, says paleontologist.
Dude, you sent me this story earlier this week, and you're like, oh my God, check this out.
Dinosaur buttholes.
So jammed about this.
I'm it, man. Science discovered the first dinosaur butthole. Yeah, the discovery shows how dinosaurs used its butthole as a vent. It's just kind of an all-purpose area for number one and number two and breeding and egg laying, all kinds of stuff. It's apparently so well preserved, researchers could see remnants of two small budges by its back door. No pun intended.
Wow.
It might have, according to the story, it might have housed a musky scent. You think?
Yeah,
that it's glance, a butthole, yeah, right, it's a butthole. What do you want?
Not like it smelled like flowers.
Yeah, the dinosaur, the discovery shares some characteristics with its backside of some living creatures. They say it's a one of a kind opening, though. Researchers found that the anatomy is unique. according to the paleobiologist from the University of Bristol in the United Kingdom. That's what he told Live Science. And doesn't quite look like the opening on other animals. So
listen, the researcher's name is Jacob Venter. I saw in the story, and he called it not only unique, but also perfect.
Perfect. And
I've never described somebody's butthole in that way. Yeah. So Jacob, more power to you. Perfect and unique.
I thought that this story would set it up and we could do a great punchline challenge.
All right, let's go.
Scientists saying that the first preserved dinosaur butthole is perfect and unique, just like mine.
Look, somebody check Jacob's browser history. He's a little too excited about this whole thing.
He's very excited. When you said perfect asshole, I thought you were referring to Alec Baldwin.
That's awesome. You think our wives could care less about our work? Imagine this guy describing how work went today.
How was work today, honey? I found a dinosaur butthole. Right? I don't want to hear it.
No, I don't care.
Dinosaur butthole 006 is my Google password.
Now everybody knows you got to change it.
I got to change it now.
It's a quote. This is a quote from the article. It's like a Swiss Army knife of excretory openings. It does everything. Who wouldn't put a ring on that?
Oh, yeah. That's it. Hard to believe they're extinct now, right?
Right.
If I wanted to see a bunch of old assholes, I'd watch Fox News Primetime.
Oh, yeah. If there was going to be a perfect discovery for this past year, I think an asshole is probably the most fitting.
That's it.
Cheers to dinosaur buttholes.
Oh, yeah. And this has been the punchline challenge. I like it. I feel like
you learned something today in this podcast challenge.
Yeah. Look, we educate and inform and entertain.
Why get so excited about the butthole find?
If you were studying dinosaurs, finding a perfect, pristine dinosaur butthole would be very exciting.
How excited is Jacob going to get when he finds the penis?
Ooh!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yes!
I knew it was small. I knew it was tiny like its arms.
Wouldn't that suck? You were a T-Rex and you had a tiny peen.
27-foot T-Rex, 3-inch penis.
Tiny penis. Oh, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Get your tiny arms and your tiny penis out of here. Let me eat my plants.
Thank you for joining us on the podcast. We drop new ones every Wednesday. And we appreciate you following us on social media and like the show and rate the show and tell other people about the show. We've had a lot of people say that they like the show, but it's important that you have to vocalize that outside of us. We also like the show too, but we do it.
Yeah, thank you so much for tuning in, listening to us each week and sending the comments. We love it so much. Makes us feel good about what we're doing. Makes us feel like people are actually listening and it's not just us having a phone call.
This is essentially what we've done. When my wife hears the podcast, she's like, yeah, I'm not interested because this is what it sounds like when you have a phone conversation.
Right. At This Weird Pod, Instagram and Twitter. Follow us. Tell us your weird stories and maybe we'll get you on the weird podcast. I'm going to go reconcile my relationship with my in-laws.
Probably should.
After this one. So, yeah. Probably. Appreciate you. Love y'all.
Talk to you next time.
This is weird.